Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and recently I went back to the old job, went back to the old stomping grounds. I was let back on the radio at my previous job. It was holiday week. I know the big guy always takes off during holiday week. The big host, the Hall of Fame host, takes off during holiday week, and I thought, I'm not fucking doing anything. What if I just emailed my old boss and said, hey, it's me, Chris Johnson. We haven't spoken in a year. How about I fill in for a show? And I didn't know how that was going to go. But he didn't fucking bat an eye. He was just like, yeah, okay, Friday the 29th might be open. Does that work? Yes, that fucking works. Are you fucking kidding? No, I worked at that radio station for about 10 and a half years. It's not a true fit for me, I don't think, to do a show there. It's a very political, news-oriented radio station, and I'm not very political or news-oriented. I know about a lot of shit that's going on, but I don't identify myself as a Republican or a Democrat or any of that fucking bullshit. I don't get wrapped up in political scandals. I don't have one side or the other. I think both these fucking political parties are trying to fuck you as much as they can and make as much money as they possibly can. I'm not a fan of the president. I'm not really a fan of any president. And I don't really think anybody in politics really gives a shit about you one side or the other. So it's a tough fit for me because if I go on the air and say that, they're going to think I'm either one side or the other because people are fucking dumb. They're intellectually inferior. They don't have the capability of realizing that, hey, this person just thinks a little bit differently than I do. Doesn't mean he's dumb. Doesn't mean he's a fucking liberal or a fucking, you know, dotard or whatever lame-ass dumb fucking term is in the popular lexicon these days. So it's just a tough fit for me. But it was a holiday show, so I could do whatever the fuck I wanted. You know, did like the fucking news stories of the year or whatever the fuck. Basically, I just wanted a vehicle where I could go on the air and do close to whatever the fuck I wanted. Can't do really whatever the fuck you want because you're on the air and it's a professional setting. It's not a fucking podcast where I'm just standing in my apartment yelling fuck into a microphone. I can't just crack the mic on the air and say George Carlin's 7 dirty words of shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. I can't say those. I'd love to. Goddamn, I'd love to. I wouldn't get fined. The station would. Fuck them, right? But no, they were nice enough to let me sit in, so I tried to be on my best behavior. Well, one of my buddies, Old Green Eyes, she doesn't really give a shit about those rules. I told everybody about the fucking show. I was telling anybody and everybody that fucking listen. I'm telling stray cats in the street, for Christ's sake. Like, dude, listen to me. I'm telling people to call in and shit. So I was, like, super into it. And after the fact, some people listened. A lot of people had nice things to say. Very much appreciate all that. But one of my friends, as I said, Old Green Eyes, and she's like, yeah, I listened to that. Not a fan. Just came right out and said it. Came right out and said, you know what, buddy boy? You did that show, I heard a little bit of it, and fuck off. That's essentially what she said, and I was like, what? She's like, I'm sorry, I just didn't really like it. It sounded like it wasn't really you. She's like, because you had to do like a topic, and it wasn't just like free-flowing, and I was like, well, it's kind of how talk radio works. Unfortunately, I'd love to just go on the air and do this shit for 3 fucking hours. I could do it. I could fucking talk about anything for 3 hours, but it's a news station, you know, it's professional, quote-unquote. I gotta abide by the rules. I can't just go in there all fucking willy-nilly and start just doing whatever the fuck I want. She's like, well, the podcast is better. Well, yeah, because I can say fuck. I just said it. Fuck. I can go crazy on the podcast. I was like, I can't really go on the air and go nuts. And she's like, well, I like it when you go crazy on the podcast. Well, I'm glad you do. But that doesn't mean like I can just do that on the air, just fucking random hostility. She's like, look, all I'm saying is it wasn't my favorite. Telling somebody something's not your favorite is a way for you to say, that thing that's not my favorite sucks fucking ass, and I hate it, but I like you, and I want to, you know, I don't want to come right out and say you're a piece of shit and I thought you were terrible. Like, here's a good example. Like, you cook something for somebody, right? You make a meal for your significant other or your partner or your fucking kids, whatever the fuck, and you give it to them, and they take a bite, and they're like, mmm. And you're like, what's the matter? They're like, it's okay. And you're like, well, you don't like it? And they're like, well, it's good. It's not my favorite, but it's okay. That means it's fucking edible. I'm not chewing on fucking cardboard here or anything like that. I can eat this, but don't ever fucking make it again. That's what Green Eyes is telling me. Look, your show sucks. I didn't like it. It was a fucking news show. She's like, yeah, I listened a couple minutes. Couldn't do it. I tapped out. And she kept following up on it too. She wanted to jam that knife in my belly and just twist it a little bit. Just to needle me a little bit more. She's like, look, all I'm saying is, it was okay, but if I had a choice between listening to it again and dying, I'd choose dying. Let me tell you something, Green Eyes, why don't you just walk up to me and kick me right in the balls? Can you do that? Just walk over to me right now and kick me in the dick. And here's the best part too, or the worst part, depending on how you look at it. She's laughing hysterically as she's saying all this. Like, it's terrible. You motherfucker. So then you're thinking like, is she joking? Is she not joking? No, she's serious. She really thought it was fucking terrible. She's like, yo, I want to be real with you. Well, I appreciate that, Green Eyes. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate the realness of this conversation. In all honesty, I was not offended by that because I like Green Eyes and it wasn't done in a malicious way. I respect the fact that somebody had the balls to, in a humorous way, tell me that they thought I was fucking atrocious. Thanks, buddy. You think I should maybe get some better friends? Some friends that just, like, lie to my face, like, hey, man, you're great. Not ones that just openly tell me that I suck in front of other people. And it wasn't like a one-on-one conversation either. That was another great part about it. There's other people around. I didn't even bring up the show to Green Eyes, too, because I thought she might not like it. But somebody else, old Hobbles, was like, hey, Green Eyes, did you hear that show? She's like, yeah, I did. It sucked. These are the people I associate myself with. Warm people. Compassionate people. People that are always there to lend a hand and pick you up when you're down. Or, if they see you down, just kick you right in the stomach and keep on walking. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm everywhere. Podbean, the website, or the app. Download me. Download the app. I'm on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, other places too, Facebook. I'm putting all the podcasts out on the Facebook videos. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram as well. You want to see me, my hot face? I got some videos on there as well. And my cats at Instagram? Check it out. It may be 5 minutes.